Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I hope this finds you well, and it's a very warm welcome to you all for this Maundy Thursday service, one of the great days in the Christian year. The traditional service on Maundy Thursday is full of rich symbolism. The word mandatum, from which we get Maundy, means commandment. And as I'm sure most of you know, the commandment that this refers to is Jesus telling his disciples to love one another. Traditionally, in this service, we remember how Jesus himself put this commandment into action. He did so in three ways. By his loving service, and he shows this to his disciples when he washes their feet, the master becoming the servant. He does so by a love offering, the gift of the Holy Communion, the Last Supper, through which he invites us to be at one with him. And he does so by loving obedience. And we see this in the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus, despite everything, loves humanity to the end. While we can't do all of those things in the traditional way that we would normally do, we're listening remotely, but we can join in with our hearts and in spirit and understand the depths of Jesus' message to us and his loving kindness and his sacrifice as we recall the heart of our Christian faith.
Let there be love shed among us, let there be love in our hearts. May all your love sweep this nation, cause us, O Lord, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, brotherly love that is real. Let there be love shed upon us, let there be love. Let there be peace shed upon us, let there be peace. Sisterly love that is real,
Jesus Christ says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." So let us confess to Almighty God our sins against his love and ask him to cleanse us, to wash us. Have mercy on us, O God, in your great goodness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out our offences. Lord, have mercy. Against you only have we sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Christ, have mercy. Purge us from our sin, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Lord, have mercy. May the Father forgive us by the death of his Son, and strengthen us to live in the power of the Spirit all our days. Amen. And so let us listen to the Gospel reading set for Maundy Thursday.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and put on his robe and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor are messengers greater than one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
Well, we can't wash one another's feet tonight. And indeed, it feels very hard to follow Jesus' actions at all at present, because so many of them were about touch and reaching out and being close. We might hear of what others are doing and feel quite inadequate. And this can agitate deep within us, as if we're not doing anything. And especially as we hear about and watch on the news the quite miraculous and beautiful work being accomplished by so many key workers across our nation and world. The staggering bravery and service of those in the NHS and within our many care homes. What can we do? That question can nag away at us deep inside. Well, firstly, we serve by being obedient to love. And loving our neighbour at the moment is doing our very best to ensure they don't get COVID-19. Physical isolation is quite a sacrifice, but it is one of love. Perhaps it's worth thinking of the words of Terry Waite, who was held hostage in isolation for so long. We can hear his most recent words, where he tells us not to think of ourselves in isolation at the moment, but as safe. Of course, we can do, as so many of you are doing, reach out through communication. A simple phone call, an email, a text, a post on social media, a card. No need to inundate people. Just a simple, heartfelt gesture. We're here. We know you're there. And we're thinking of you. And we're praying for you. Servanthood. Simple. Like the washing of feet. Lord Jesus, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign now and forever. Amen. So, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Father, on this, the night he was betrayed, your Son, Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet. We commit ourselves to follow his example of love and service in whatever ways we can at this time. Give us courage and confidence that each small reaching out through our physical isolation, through any forms of communication we can find, are sufficient and full of the grace and love of Christ. Lord, hear us and humble us. Father, on this night, Jesus prayed for his disciples to be one. We pray for the unity of your church, for Christians gathered across the world. May we be one in love as Christ draws us into your presence. And may we invite all those who we walk alongside and live near to be part of the eternal embrace of your Son. Lord, hear us and unite us. Father, on this night, Jesus prayed for those who were to believe through his disciples' message. We pray for the mission of your church. May you embolden us to be the light in your world. May we be among those who are most in need. May we be living examples of your humility and bring peace. May we know that where we find things difficult and hard, we will be doing your will. Lord, hear us and renew our zeal. Father, on this night, Jesus commanded his disciples to love, but suffered rejection himself. We pray for the rejected and the unloved and those who feel very alone at this time. We pray for those who are suffering with COVID-19, for those who are anxious and scared. May they know your comfort and healing. Lord, hear us and fill us with your love. Father, on this night, Jesus reminded his disciples that if the world hated them, it hated him first. We pray for those who are persecuted for their faith throughout our world, for those who are confused and doubting that their faith will bring comfort or healing. We pray that you will deepen our understanding of your kingdom, the wideness of your embrace, and the eternity of your healing. Lord, hear us and give us your peace. Father, on this night, Jesus accepted the cup of death and looked forward to the new wine of the kingdom. We remember those who have died and those who nurse the dying. May they be in the peace of Christ. And we pray especially for all those who are on the front line of coping with COVID-19. We pray that you will bring courage, that you will enhance their skill, that you will keep them hopeful and full of the knowledge of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Normally, at this point in the service, we would join together for Holy Communion, remembering the Last Supper and the powerful moment of union, love, and mystery, where Christ draws us into the sacrifice of love in God. Well, of course, tonight we cannot do that. And at present, we are all bound to something like a fast from Holy Communion. But perhaps we can understand this as an act of unified love, an act of solidarity, through which we abstain and wait in obedience for that time when we can join together and rejoice. Perhaps we might also commit, where we can, to sharing food with those most in need and offering a donation to the Skipton Food Bank. If you are able, but please don't go out unnecessarily, we have drop points around the parish. There's one in the Buckton schoolroom, the porch to the Buckton schoolroom, the Kettlewell Church Lichgate, also the Kettlewell Village Shop, Coniston Church Porch, and the Arncliffe Church Lichgate. But for now, as we join together, physically distant, but through the love of Christ at one and close. Let us listen to this motet, Ave Verum, by William Byrd, which is sung in a service where you can hear the footsteps of people going to receive Holy Communion whilst it is being sung. And the words translated go as follows. Hail, true body, born of the Virgin Mary, having truly suffered, sacrificed on the cross for humankind, from whose pierced side water and blood flowed. Be for us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in the trial of death.
Thank you.
When the disciples had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus prayed to the Father, "If it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me." He said to his disciples, "How is it that you were not able to keep watch with me 1 hour? The hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the power of sinners." Christ was obedient unto death. Go in his peace. Amen.